Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good afternoon, everybody. 4:12, News Radio 92.3. A little damp out today, wouldn't you, Austin?
Yes, I would.
Oh, by the way,
not as bad.
I'm Chris Bryan. That's Austin Price over there, and we welcome you in this afternoon. Maybe you're just leaving the office or jumping to the car, doing some errands. Thanks for taking us along. We appreciate that. Yeah, roads are slippery, and we're seeing some kind of slight backup from the 110 freeway to Davis Exchange.
Yeah, we've actually got backups in several areas. I will say, and of course we'll get a full update for you in just a few minutes, but right now it does look like just your usual congestion. That typically gets backed up. North Davis Highway, though, is looking worse than usual. Currently backing you up almost to Airport Boulevard if you're traveling northbound.
Okay, FDOT shot me over some new road information that goes into effect really soon here. We'll be talking about this hour. I'll let you in on some of the trouble spots that you maybe want to avoid. But we'll talk about this hour. But also wanted to talk about a serious situation happening in Myrtle Grove. Car theft is soaring in that community. Neighbors saying it all started around Halloween. The National Insurance Crime Bureau reporting Florida has one of the highest rates of vehicle thefts, records more than 46,000 stolen vehicles. That was in 2023. Scampi deputies confirming there's almost a dozen active car stolen cases right now in West Pensacola. They're working those cases. The thefts have been happening between 1 and 4 a.m. Lock the cars. Don't leave them open.
Yes.
And just be on your guard because this is coming up to bad guy season. Yeah, it is happy time. The holidays. But the bad guys are out there too, so be careful.
Absolutely. And you don't want to be in a costly situation with a car, but no one ever does. And that's why Mayor D.C. Reeves made an announcement that's kind of helping you with that. Starting in a few weeks, there will be hundreds of additional free downtown parking spaces in Pensacola. This morning, Mayor Reeves announced several changes for the city's downtown parking plan, including making 230 spots at the Commendencia. I said it right during the pre-recordings.
Commendencia.
There we go. I don't know why I
messed it up.
It's just
one of those words.
Yeah. Commendencia parking lot free and launching a trolley service between that lot and free parking lots on Wright Street. And he also announced that 30 spots near the Jefferson Street parking garage are being converted to free 30-minute spaces and said that the city is looking into other places that could benefit from having free 30-minute spots as well. The changes will take effect, and the trolley will begin its service on Black Friday or November 29th.
Okay, here's Mayor D.C. Reeves.
Beginning on Black Friday, November 29th, the Commendencia lot that we're being discussed for the garage there, kind of Cedar Street, Commendencia, between the ferry landing and behind the Holiday Inn will all be completely free. So that's right now, is there some charge for the evenings on the weekends from the previous administration. That's 230 spaces that are now free 24 hours a day.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mayor Reeves. 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check at the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? You can visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Once again, that is Ricky Stewart or insuredbyricky.com. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we already mentioned the issues we have on North Davis Highway or if you're getting off of I-110 onto North Davis. However, beyond that, we've got some issues on I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, Palafox Street itself traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox. Just very heavy congestion in all of those areas there. Outside of that, it's just a few of the usual spots, nothing too major. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 71 degrees, overcast skies. Tonight's low is going to be about 70. As we get into tomorrow, going to be some slight chances here and there, about 20% throughout your Wednesday. High of 74, low of 72.
4:16, News Radio 92.3. You know the old saying, you know, everything that goes up has to come down. Same as with the stocks we're talking about today. Yeah, down a bit, ending the momentum on Wall Street from President-elect Trump's White House victory. Fox's Hillary Barsky has more on the trending story.
The major averages falling from record territory as investors book profits from post-election gains and remain cautious ahead of key inflation data this week. October's Consumer Price Index report will be released tomorrow morning. Among the S&P 500 sectors, tech gained while healthcare lagged, and shares of Honeywell rose 4% following news that activist investor Elliott Management is pushing the industrial conglomerate to split up its business after building a more than $5 billion stake in the company. The Dow winners, Honeywell, Microsoft and Nvidia, the Dow decliners, Amgen, United Health Group, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow falling 382 points, the Nasdaq down 17, S&P 500 also down 17. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Home buyers, home sellers, if you're watching those mortgage numbers this afternoon, here they are, just out. Mortgage rates have started to drop once again. Mortgage Daily News reporting the benchmark 30-year fixed 6.92%, the latest reading on that 15-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.37%.
All righty. And SpaceX celebrating a record-tying launch of its Falcon 9 boosters. Monday's launch was the 23rd landing for the first stage booster, which ties the mark set by two other Falcon 9 boosters that are now out of service. The reusable booster landed about 7 miles away at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, and it was a busy day for SpaceX as later it launched a second Falcon 9 rocket into space, this one carrying another batch of Starlink satellites into orbit.
Okay, you need to be aware of this. You get this. The clock is ticking. Does that entice you that something's coming up here?
Yes.
Okay, the clock is ticking.
It's ticking, all right. We're doing it.
Okay, 10 days, the annual Fill the Mayflower Food and Fun Drive gets underway. Mm-hmm. The date, November 22nd. Help fill the Mayflower truck this Thanksgiving season with healthy food for children, families, senior citizens, veterans, and just individuals in need. The event is brought to you by News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, and media partner WEAR-TV3. Gets underway in the parking lot of Cordova Mall across from the Sacred Heart Hospital. You're going to be out there. I'm going to be out there saying hi to folks and loading it up.
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah, we always go down there. I've been down there a couple times, and I got to say, and I'm not just saying this because it sounds like a wholesome Hallmark movie moment, but it honestly, I'll watch my words carefully. I know how you feel about those Hallmark films, but it honestly does feel good to, a lot of people come out and they donate, and feels good to hand it over to people and see that truck filling up.
See, it's just the way I feel when I watch a Hallmark movie.
Yep. It's like the Grinch's heart growing three times.
Wow. Okay, now we know who the borders are is going to be in the upcoming administration, the Trump administration. Fox's Kevin Urinsky reports in Securing America.
Securing America.
President-elect Trump has named former Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Homan as his new border czar. Homan leaving no doubt about his feelings on the border during an appearance Monday on Fox and Friends.
This is the biggest national security vulnerability this nation has seen since 9/11. We have to fix it.
Homan adding that even the FBI director, Christopher Wray, agrees with his assessment that
the Southwest border is the biggest national security vulnerability this nation's ever seen.
He says that when it comes to expected deportations of migrants here illegally, people have to be reminded that the rule of law cannot be ignored.
Those that had due process, a great taxpayer expense, and a federal judge says you must go home, and they didn't. They became a fugitive.
And Homan says he has no problems working with anyone in his new role in order to solve the border crisis.
I don't care if you're Republican, a Democrat, or independent. State border security is national security. We should all be on the same side of that.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
All righty, 420 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we had a pretty upsetting story in Miami-Dade County. Apparently, a human head washed up on shore. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposit, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport. Don't miss the return of sign then drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign-In Drive sales event at B4 Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through BCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Florida cares about women and families. Last year, Florida provided nearly $500 million to support pregnant women and their families. No woman can go to jail for having an abortion, and abortions are available before a child's heartbeat is detected, and in cases of rape or incest, and at all points in pregnancy to save the life and health of the mother. This message is sponsored by the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Ever have one of those days where your gut just feels blah?
Ugh, yes.
Occasional bloating or gas could be signs that your gut is out of balance, but Align Probiotic can help. Align 24/7 Digestive Support is a daily-use probiotic with a unique strain to help relieve occasional digestive issues. It's the number one doctor-recommended brand. So when you feel the signs, it's time to try Align. Align Probiotic. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Cause I'm TNT. I'm dynamite. TNT. And I'll win that fight. TNT. I'm a power load. TNT. Watch me explode.
News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Little AC/DC never hurt anybody, did it?
No, maybe at a concert it might hurt your ears a little bit. Pretty loud there, I'm sure.
426. Hope you're having a great day today. Thanks so much for having us on. I guess I'm going to, I really need to update you now about that tropical activity. You've been listening to it. It's coming from all areas now. So here's the latest update for tropical activity around the Western Caribbean later heading into the weekend. NHC forecasters are concerned about the potential development of a storm depression targeting South Florida and the Florida Keys as impact points. The tropical storm or hurricane threat to Florida late in the season really would be rare but not unheard of. Get this, since 1966, Gordon 1994, Keith 1988, Kate 1985 have struck Florida during the latter parts of November. Next name on the list, Sarah, Atlantic hurricane season ending in 18 days. Go ahead, you can smile about that.
All right. Well, and I'll also smile about traffic and weather together. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Convert to a natural gas water heater, fireplace, or fire pit with Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Your style, your comfort, your energy. You can find out more at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com. Looking at the roads here, still got some issues on Burgess Road if you are traveling westbound towards Palafox. Also on Palafox itself if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and 9 Mile traveling westbound towards Palafox. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Slight chance of rainfall tomorrow throughout your Wednesday. High of 74, low of 72.
If you get up there in the years above, I won't go say above 55 or so, stroke can be a really concerning issue that you want to take care of your health.
Yeah.
New stroke prevention guidance has been released. This is good information. Fox's Lisa Brady has more, and she calls this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. For the first time in 10 years, the American Stroke Association releases new guidelines on stroke prevention. The group says 80% of strokes may be preventable with better nutrition, exercise, and identification of risk factors. Nutrition recommendations include eating foods from the so-called Mediterranean diet, including fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and olive oil. Red meat and other saturated fats should be limited, and exercise should be at least 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity per week or 75 minutes of vigorous aerobic activity to stay healthy. New guidelines also recommend that doctors consider prescribing weight loss drugs to help patients slim down if needed. They're also being urged to screen the race, gender, and age of patients. Stroke is the fourth leading cause of death in the United States, afflicting more than 500,000 Americans every year, according to the CDC. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Lisa. And hinted at this before the break, authorities trying to ID a victim after a human head washed ashore on a Miami-Dade County barrier island. Police say a person was just raking the beach on Key Biscayne when they discovered the remains and called authorities earlier this morning. Homicide police are looking into the case while the medical examiner tries to ID who that could possibly be. But my goodness, imagine.
Very strange case.
Yeah, I mean, being situation and then you come across something vile like that. Ugh.
You got it. Christmas lights on downtown while we're speaking about lights. A New York City holiday tradition has been canceled. This is sad, especially if you're a New Yorker. Here's more from Fox's Sue Guzman.
The spectacular synchronized music and light show at Saks Fifth Avenue's flagship store that has dazzled tourists and natives alike will not be on display this holiday season, but it won't be going dark. Instead, Saks says it is scaling things back. Its windows will focus on highlighting fashion, and the window lighting will honor the building's architecture. Holiday jingles will also be played. Saks says this is in response to economic conditions, admitting it has been a challenging year for luxury. Saks is celebrating 100 years at its Midtown location. In New York, Sue Guzman, Fox News.
I wonder how the Saks stocks are doing right now.
Yeah.
The stock people could probably have made a move that motivated that decision.
Yeah, we may
stocks
see
are
some.
Down.
Yeah,
slice the laser show.
Yeah, we may see some boycotting here.
You know, it's been a doggone trip. I know I lived in New York for a couple of years, and it was a tradition. I mean, It was just something you expected, kind of like expecting waking up on Thursday, Thanksgiving morning, and heading down to catch the parade.
Right.
It was one of those things. I'm sad about it.
Yeah, no, that is upsetting, and that's coming from someone who's never even been to New York.
That's
it's affecting
okay.
us all.
And you can be sad right along with people that have been in New York. Sad day, sad day.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. New York Judge Juan Merchan agreeing to pause court deadlines following President-elect Trump's election win. Fox's Lydia Hu.
Merchan gave the prosecutors 1 week to now advise how they want to move forward with this case. It kind of leaves open some really interesting possibilities. Could this case still move forward with sentencing, or could this mean that this case is now paused while Trump is the president of the United States?
Trump awaiting sentencing after his convictions for falsifying business records. The Biden administration acknowledging that Israel has made progress and increasing humanitarian aid to Gaza after the U.S. threatened to withhold weapons funding amid the ongoing war with Hamas.
We are in a discussion with the Israelis about both the important steps Israel has taken as a result of the United States intervention, as well as additional steps that need to be taken.
White House spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre, America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Netflix's cheaper ad-supported subscription is now reaching 70 million global monthly active users just 2 years after launching. The streaming giant says more than 50% of its new signups are for ad-supported plans in countries that offer it. Shares in after-hours trading are up slightly. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow dropping 382 and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both falling by 17. German stocks and bond yields fell while the euro retreated, following a survey showing investor confidence in Europe's largest economy unexpectedly crumbled, according to MarketWatch. Experts say the drop is due to concerns over the election of Donald Trump, who says he'll slap a 10% tariff on European imports. U.S. crude oil futures for December delivery are around $68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelba, the sportsman. It's sponsored by Wendy's Any Size Soft Drinks for a Buck. The second college football playoff rankings will be released later tonight. This go-around, I have Oregon, Texas, BYU, and Miami receiving byes, with the first-round matchups featuring Boise State traveling to Ohio State, Ole Miss going to Happy Valley to play Penn State, Alabama heading to Knoxville to face off against Tennessee, and Indiana University led by Kirk Cignetti hosting Notre Dame. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
When your little one has a cold with a fever, try new DayQuil Kids Cold and Cough Plus Fever. It's the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. DayQuil Kids Cold and Cough Plus Fever offers fast, effective cold and fever relief for kids ages 6 and up with a delicious grape flavor that kids love. New DayQuil Kids Cold and Cough Plus Fever will help them feel better fast so they can get back to the fun stuff quickly. New DayQuil Kids Cold and Cough Plus Fever. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance. Have you signed up? Do you know where? Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. as Chad Pique from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked extensively about a very interesting speech, Q&A session as well, that Governor Ron DeSantis gave at Notre Dame last week at their Center for Constitutional Studies. Lots of fascinating stuff in there. Also talked with Sheriff Chip Simmons about local incidents and crime and the Cadet Academy they just graduated 17 from. And, of course, ongoing developments in the new cabinet for President Trump, especially with Marco Rubio and Mike Walz from Florida. You can listen to all of these conversations at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2. Before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I said upside down, you turn me. 437, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and Diana Ross.
Yep.
Care of you in the afternoon drive home. Hey, thanks for having us on. If you're leaving the office about now, maybe just jump into the car. We appreciate the ride home. Love to follow you around this afternoon. Big weekend coming up for UWF. We're going to talk a little bit of sports here. Saturday, the Argos face number one ranked Valdosta State in a game that's going to determine a GSC champion and shape up the NC2A Division playoff picture. That's a tough game.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's swiftly become a rivalry between those two programs. And on the road, as you said, Valdosta unbeaten, number one, so many implications for that one. But I have given UWF the benefit of the doubt. There were a couple of games where, I think I told you yesterday, a couple of games where I either thought they were going to struggle a bit or I thought that they were going to score less than they ended up doing. So they have just been on a whole nother level than everyone they have faced in the past several weeks. So I think they're feeling about as good as they can. I'll tell you this. If they lose to Valdosta State, they were meant to. There is nothing about this game that says that UWF is going to be out of their element here. If they lose, it's simply because Valdosta is better. There's going to be no what-ifs here.
Okay, here we go. It's like a 1-2 punch this weekend, actually. We started off on Friday, 6 p.m. from Jacksonville. It is Tate versus Nice. You told me some history about that school.
Yeah, Nice. First of all, current UWF quarterback, Marcus Stokes, I believe he played at Nice. But if you're not familiar with Marcus Stokes, you should be familiar with Tim Tebow, also played at Nice. And I've learned as a Pace High alum that Nice kind of owned my Patriots in the playoffs back years ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm lucky that we're not facing them now. But yes, Tate is going to Nice. Nice is the top seed in their region, or in their 6A bracket. So that's going to be tough.
6 o'clock, ESPN, Pensacola, 99.1 FM, and then 1330 AM on that game. And I forgot to mention to you the Saturday Argos game.
Yes.
Of course, you can hear that also on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. That's why I said a 1-2 punch Friday and Saturday night. Local football activity on the radio.
Absolutely. And, of course, we want to give shout-outs to other schools in this area that are represented in the playoffs this high school postseason, whether it be Pace, Choctaw, Niceville, Escambia. Yes. Oh, God, of course, Catholic. And then there's someone I'm missing, I thought. I don't know. Bottom line is there's several of you. You're all just so darn good. Oh, I think Pine Forest, they may have made it. Though they kind of struggled this year, so that was kind of a shocker for me. But I want to say I saw Pine Forest in there, so good for all of them. We're happy for all of you.
Okay, big football game last night. I didn't watch the whole thing, I'll be honest with you. It was the Dolphins snapping a 3-game losing streak with a big win over the L.A. Rams. Fox's Bob Martelli has more from Los Angeles.
The Dolphins entered the game as the league's lowest-scoring team with 124 points in 8 contests, but Miami struck quickly with Malik Washington's 18-yard touchdown run on the game's opening possession. That was only Washington's second carry of the season. Tua Tagovailoa connected on a 1-yard strike to Tyreek Hill in the third quarter for the game's only other TD. Tagovailoa came up big when it was necessary, going 9 of 12 for 137 yards on third downs alone. Miami managed just 5 field goals from Jason Sanders, including 2 from at least 50 yards out. Bob Martelli, Fox News.
And before you forget about this here, I wanted to lump this in with this group. 18 days until the end of the fall Red Snapper season. That's November 30th. Boat captains continue to tell me, man, they're having a spectacular fishing season continuing, and it's right now underway.
All righty. And, of course, the 2024 NBA Cup Tournament tips off tonight. Every Tuesday and Friday through December 3rd are designated NBA Cup group play dates. So tonight's action features 8 games, highlighted by 2 nationally televised ones on TNT. The Sixers host the Knicks at 6:30 p.m. And in the late game, Klay Thompson will make his return to the Bay Area when his Dallas Mavericks take on the Golden State Warriors at 9.
Okay, just about an hour from now, 5:37, we will have Bob Martale moving back in here. He's got a nice story on that. Talking about the NBA game here. A banking powerhouse has admitted that it violated anti-money laundering laws. Now, this is some serious stuff. Fox's Griff Jenkins is in Washington with the report.
This is Fox on Justice. America's 10th largest bank became the first in U.S. history to plead guilty to conspiracy to commit money laundering. TD Bank facing a $3 billion fine and an asset cap that prevents the bank from growing further. Attorney General Merrick Garland says cartels with ties to Mexico, China, and Colombia laundered hundreds of millions of dollars from illicit fentanyl sales, with bank employees aware of what was happening but did nothing to stop it.
TD Bank created an environment that allowed financial crime to flourish. By making its services convenient for criminals, it became one.
Over the past 6 years, TD Bank failed to monitor 92% of its transactions, to the tune of $18 trillion. In some cases, piles of cash were literally dumped on bank counters for deposit. The DOJ has charged 24 individuals, including 2 TD Bank employees. The bank CEO says they've taken full responsibility for the failures. Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
All righty. And of course, excessive drinking habits are up. I say, of course, as if that's obvious. But hopefully it's not to you. Heavy alcohol use jumped by 20% in 2020 during the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic and only increased by 2022. That's according to a study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. The 4% increase from 2020 to 2022 was seen across all regions of the U.S., all genders, and most races. Researchers pointed to reasons including drinking becoming more normalized because of pandemic stress.
News Radio 92.3, I promise you the clouds will be moving out in a couple of days here, and the reason why say that. Another free moon show on the way. November's full moon, known as the Beaver Moon, will be the last super moon of the year, and you can catch it later this week. They're saying the optimal time to watch it. If I were kind of listening to Adam over at 3, Alan Strum, rather, over at 3, and he was saying, well, it should be clearing up by afternoon Thursday. So possibly we can see it on Thursday evening into Friday, but through the weekend, you can definitely check this out. Stargazers will see the Beaver Moon through Sunday, actually. Friday, Saturday, optimal viewing nights, reaching peak illumination on Saturday.
Alrighty, and the FAA banning U.S. flights to Haiti for 30 days after gunfire was aimed at a Spirit Airlines flight landing in the country this week. The aircraft was flying into Port-au-Prince from Fort Lauderdale and was diverted to an airport in the Dominican Republic where it safely landed. The FAA said in a notice that it was prohibiting aviation operations in the territory and airspace of Haiti.
Okay, did you see, though, Spirit was not the only airline taking shrapnel.
I did hear about that. There was a second airline.
There was three, actually.
Three airlines.
It was American Airlines, then JetBlue. They took it in, and then the Spirit. They had three different airlines taking. They landed in Miami, and they found bullet holes all in these planes. They said, okay, time out. Enough's enough. You have to find another way to Haiti.
Oh, my gosh. That's just so ridiculous. Just about 4:45 here. Actually, as I speak, it's exactly 4:45. Hey, perfect timing. Just in time for traffic and weather together. This is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Let's see, looking at the roads here, have several spots of note. North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10, got some issues there. Also have some at the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox Street. The Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox, and Palafox Street itself, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. 9 Mile, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox, we got some heavy backups on that street also. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway and Highway 90, some of the usual spots. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 70 tonight, so it's not going to get much cooler, quote-unquote. tomorrow, about a 20% chance of rain throughout your Wednesday. It will increase by Wednesday night, high of 74, low of 72.
Okay, the good folks over at the East Hill Neighborhood Association, a producer of the 2024 Bands on the Bayou concert series, raised over $45,000 this year.
Really?
The money will be distributed among six local nonprofits that impact the Pensacola area. Here they are: Bike Pensacola, Dixon School of Arts and Sciences, Pensacola Children's Chorus, Rally Foundation, Survivor-Led Solutions, and Upward Intuition. The nonprofit nomination form for the 2025 concert series grant recipients now open. If you would like to check that out, go to Bands of the Bayou slash charities to apply. Application deadline is February 28th, 2025. You got a few months here to put something to think about.
Right. And, man, okay, so he's finally speaking out about it, finally addressing the big controversy.
I know, I waited long enough. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Chris, he's got a controversy to address next hour. But for now, Tony Hinchcliffe, he is speaking on his Madison Square Garden comedic thing when it came to opening for Trump. It was, you know, Puerto Rico, Island of Garbage, all that. Well, he said he's not apologizing for the set that he did at the Trump rally, but he does admit that the venue may not have been the right spot for his humor. At that October 27th rally, he made the remark that he did, and in the latest Kill Tony podcast he recorded the night after the event, he said, "I apologize to absolutely nobody," and said he was exercising his right to free speech. You know, funny enough, this guy was at the Texas-Florida game. I think it was the Texas-Florida game this last weekend. And it was Matthew McConaughey. Of course, he's always there. Right. Matthew McConaughey, The Undertaker were there, and they were taking a photo together. And the commentators were talking about The Undertaker and McConaughey, and they were, you know, it was showing their names on the screen. Tony Hinchcliffe was in that photo. He was in the shot as well. They did not address him. They did not show his name. I don't know if it was because they didn't recognize him or if it was because they didn't want to, considering, hey, let's just kind of let the dust settle on this a bit.
He's taking that incident all the way to the bank.
Yeah, well, that's what comedians do.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the old snake thing. Well, the snake bit you. Well, you knew he was a snake.
Yeah, Tony's known for being a jerk. I don't know why people are surprised.
I paraphrased that pretty badly, but you know, you got the message when I was talking about.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, Democrats are left to reevaluate and just kind of figure out what resulted in Vice President Harris's election defeat. Fox Business's Hillary Vaughn has more from Capitol Hill.
Especially from House progressives' point of view, they don't think that they're the problem with the Democratic Party. In fact, they said Democrats are always quick to blame them for any problems, but they say that it's establishment Democrats tied to big money in their party that are actually holding them back. Progressives, though, are looking to the future, not looking back. They want to turn this lame duck session in Congress to a last-ditch effort to try to stall President-elect Trump's agenda. Progressives welcomed new members to their caucus on Capitol Hill and are already plotting their next move, calling these fresh faces the front line of defense against Trump's agenda.
All righty, 6:49 here. Or excuse me, I am wanting the afternoon to speed up fast. 4:49 here, excuse me. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got details on some new inductees into the National Toy Hall of Fame. Did you know that Toy Hall of Fame existed?
I didn't, but well, you got a backup out there from the 110 to the Davis Interchange.
We'll also get a final quick check of the roads and weather for you. That and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider. They're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and it is a kind of a overcast, misty Tuesday afternoon. Not really a bad day, but it's not a very pretty day, would you say, Austin?
No, it's not as bad as it was yesterday. I do agree with you on that much. But yeah, it's been gloomy.
Okay,
just overcast.
Here's
guys.
Your platform. I want you to talk to me about this traffic.
Yeah, we'll get a full update in just a few minutes. But as for North Davis Highway, because that's the ramp to get off of I-110 is right over my shoulder, and Chris just can't focus.
Well, it's the 110 coming off the 110 freeway,
right?
Onto the transitioning lanes onto Davis Highway.
We do have some backups there. Luckily, right where you're seeing, Chris, that is where the congestion ends.
Gotcha.
It doesn't reach very far if you are getting off of I-110 onto North Davis Highway. However, there's more problems on North Davis itself if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. We do have some backups pushing you back up to about Airport Boulevard, so it does reach for a bit.
You know, Washington's gotta be a pretty exciting place about now with the transition on, and a lot of folks coming, a lot of folks going. Congressional Republicans are ready to hit the ground running on implementing President-elect Trump's tax plan. Hillary Vaughn has more details for you.
Republicans have been gearing up for what they're calling the Super Bowl of tax policy, preparing to make Trump's 2017 tax cuts that expire at the end of the next year permanent. Republicans are also tasked with working up Trump's other tax ideas, like no taxes on tips, overtime, or Social Security. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget warns Trump's tax cut wish list could come with a hefty price tag, estimating it could add $7.5 trillion to the debt over a decade. But Congressman Byron Donald says their prediction doesn't take into account all the economic growth that will come from putting money back into people's pockets.
All righty, thank you. I hinted at this before break. Chris, yes. think of all the times that you've ever played with toys, like as a kid.
Sure. I still play with toys.
All righty. Is there any past or present that stand out to you that you think deserve a spot etched in forever in the Toy Hall of Fame?
Robo Commander.
Really, what's that?
Yeah, it was this robot that was about 3 feet high, and its head opened up, and it shot missiles out of its head, you know?
Yeah.
And his arms threw little balls.
I don't know if that would have made it to this current generation of children. You know, you always got to worry about kids hurting themselves and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I will say, no, in all seriousness, I think of some toys that I had. And obviously, I was a big video game player because that's just a product of my generation, but I don't know. Like there are some things that I think of that I just remember as a young kid really having a lot of fun with. Well,
Silly Putty.
Oh, yeah. That's a timeless one. Yeah, I had Silly Putty as a kid, of course. Well, apparently there are three new inductees into the National Toy Hall.
Oh, this is good. What are they?
Apparently the toys to be enshrined this year include, now this is kind of broad, My Little Pony. I mean, they have all kinds of products. My Little Pony, the Phase 10 card game. I don't think I've ever heard of that. Mm-mm. And Transformers. That one's that one speaks for itself.
The Robo Commander was the front runner to Transformers.
Oh, okay. Well, the thing is, it's this Hall of Fame is in New York, apparently. It seeks to recognize toys that have inspired creative play and sustained popularity over time. So I guess Silly Putty's probably in Hall of Fame already, if I had to guess. Among the other finalists this year were Apples to Apples. Oh, I've heard of that. Hess Toy Trucks and The Trampoline. Wow.
The Hess Troy truck, you know, it's the Hess gasoline. And one of the last stations that Hess had was at Walt Disney World by the racetrack down there. And they dropped the name and they went to some generalized, you know, USA or whatever brand. So Hess, it's green and white. It was Hess. It is iconic.
I'm surprised the trampoline hasn't been in yet. Apparently the hall has inducted 84 toys since it started in 1998. You know what? This time next hour, I will look up
there
to see... I'll look up to see what toys are in there.
Okay, as we're talking about kids' toys, things like that, Meta, dodging several lawsuits brought over mental health concerns for kids that use its platforms.
Fox on Tech.
A judge recently clears Meta's CEO of responsibility over claims its social media sites harm children. A federal judge says Mark Zuckerberg cannot be personally liable in 25 suits claiming Meta's social media platforms are too addictive for young users. The order from the judge rejects claims that Zuckerberg called for his company to hide mental health risk concerns for children who use Facebook and Instagram. The judge says there's a lack of evidence that shows Zuckerberg was at fault, adding that control of corporate activity alone is insufficient to establish liability. The plaintiffs filed the lawsuits under the laws of 13 different states, including Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Maryland, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Texas, Virginia, and Wisconsin. The 25 lawsuits weren't exclusive to just Meta. They have also focused on Google, TikTok, and Snapchat, all over media addiction. There are also other similar cases being brought by several states against Meta. With Fox on Tech, Eamon Dignam, also, Fox News.
There you go. It's also, you got to put it under the umbrellas, under parental guidance.
Right.
You just can't say it's his fault. Well, were you monitoring the kid, what they were watching?
Yeah.
Did you buy that system for the kids?
No.
Did you check the system out first before you bought it?
No, that's a very good point.
No.
A little bit after 4:55 here, we'll get one
parent.
Last.
Parent, I don't know where these things go.
We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. All right, still got some very heavy backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and 9 Mile Road, particularly traveling northbound on Palafox and traveling westbound on 9 Mile. Beyond that, it's going to be Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox, Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox, and North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards Creighton Road. Got issues in all those areas. Outside of that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Let's see. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, going to have a slight chance of rain on Wednesday that will really increase throughout your Wednesday evening. Tomorrow's high is 74, low 72.
Okay, I mentioned to you basically, when we started the program today, a little bit after 4 o'clock, that FDOT had sent me the Tuesday update for areas of concern and roads. Here they are, all four lanes of Highway 29. This is up in Century, are now open. FDOT says drivers will encounter lane closures for paving operations. Look for westbound lane closures on Gregory Street from 14th to 11th Avenue. That is tonight through Thursday. Of course, the nighttime maintenance schedule start about 8 o'clock or so and goes to about 5 or 6 tomorrow morning. Expect nighttime lane closures on the 10 freeway near exit 5 tomorrow through Thursday. And Santa Rosa drivers could expect Highway 90 lane closures. This is between Avalon Boulevard and Stewart Street through Thursday. And, of course, Gulf Breeze Parkway continues to create problems for motorists as road construction continues east and westbound lanes along the dreaded 98.
All righty. Well, if you're going to Yale anytime soon, first of all, congratulations. Second of all, hopefully you're going there to take a class on Beyonce, because that's what they're introducing now. It's called Beyonce Makes History, Black Radical Tradition, History, Culture, Theory, and Politics Through Music. That's a mouthful. Students will examine the superstar's political and cultural impact through the lens of her work. The class starts in the spring semester, and it'll be taught by writer and Black Studies scholar Daphne Brooks, who previously taught a course on Black women in popular music culture at Princeton. You know, we've heard headlines about, like, Taylor Swift courses being taught at some of these schools, and it's about similar things, like women in music and, you know, what this means for women and their roles in society and their power, their voice, whatever. So I can see Beyonce being in a similar category, because especially being a woman of color, it's all the more culturally significant.
And I could say this as a parent. Hello, Daisy. What is this course that I'm paying you $25,000 a semester, and you're going to go talk and learn how to be Beyonce?
If you're making her money.
Excuse me, hell yeah. Yale, way to go.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.